This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I hope you're well. I hope you're smooth. I hope you're great. I hope you are all of the things. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started every weekday. 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta. Thank you so much to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. I hope you had a tremendous weekend. I hope you did better than Brian Kelly. Oh, that's right. He got fired and he's still getting $54 million. Congratulations to him. Congratulations to Justin Fields. He showed his owner who can complete a pass. Good for him. Not good for Jets fans. I think it's better if the Jets continue to lose. Hey, we got Monday Night Football. We got the Commanders, no Jaden Daniels. As the Commanders get ready to take on the hot Kansas City Chiefs. Oh, that'll be a lot of fun. Tua Tagovailoa got a victory. Can't believe he did, but he did. Jonathan Taylor and Daniel Jones look absolutely amazing. In what world did we expect this from the Indianapolis Colts? The Baltimore Ravens might be in a little bit of trouble. And when it comes down to Lamar Jackson and some of his injury reporting, it's a possibility. The Steelers, they lost last night in primetime. Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers couldn't hold on to beat his former team, the Green Bay Packers. Unfortunately for Aaron Rodgers, he does not play defense. We got Russell Baxter joining us from Pro Football Guru. We got the World Series going on tonight. I mean, if anything, the Blue Jays need to be happy that Yamamoto is not going to be on the mound tonight. Good for him. Well, good for them. We got Matt Moore joining us from the Action Network to talk NBA. Victor Wembanyama just looks like a man playing amongst boys right now. I guess that's what happens when you're 8 feet tall. And we got so much to get into. Of course, we got NFL and NBA and NHL and the World Series. We have college football. We have all of the things. And if you want to be a part of the show, you can. You can call up. You got a phone? Good. Does it work? Good. Has the bill been paid? Good. You can hit me up, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Thank you for listening on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM, channel 375. If you got a smart speaker, be smart. Ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Shout out to our producer again in New York City, Ryan Botcher. Ryan, do you enjoy all the weekend sports? You had a good time?
I had a good time, but I do think the Jets have a vendetta against me.
Oh.
Because the one time I don't watch the game in full, they do good. So I think they are only performing when I don't want to care about them, and I care about them way too much.
Well, you think highly of yourself then. What did you think? You thought the New York Jets were going to lose yesterday to the Bengals?
Who didn't? To be fair, I thought it was going to be a blowout, and then I saw the unfortunate news of Nick Mangold, and I was like, okay, they're going to play with extra motivation. And then I saw them losing by two scores, and I was like, okay, this is over.
Yeah, I mean, and God rest his soul, Nick Mangold, I mean, he revealed a couple of weeks ago that he was dealing with, what is it, a kidney or liver issue he had, Botcher?
I think it was a kidney.
Yeah, and then he was just like, hey, you know, I'm looking for a transplant, and then 2 weeks later, he's just gone, which is just horrific. God rest his soul. There's a lot of people, I don't want to call it the New York Jets glory years, but it's the closest thing they had to success about 15 years ago, where they had Mark Sanchez not having to throw the football. But then at the same time, they had a very, very strong offensive line to Brickett Shaw Ferguson and Nick Mangold coming out of The Ohio State University. A big shout out to my main man, Willie Colon, as well. And Nick Mangold, he was the centerpiece of that offense. He was the center. And God rest his soul. I didn't think that the Jets were going to, you know, feel like they were going to have a battery in their back due to the passing of Nick Mangold. A lot of these New York Jets, to be honest, they probably didn't even know who the guy was. I mean, he played 15 years ago for the New York Jets. You know, I don't know how frequent Nick Mangold visited with the team. But these are the Jets. They stink. It's unfortunate. Justin Fields had to go out there and play. Tyrod Taylor, you know, got the call last week when Fields was thinking of joining up, but then Tyrod Taylor got hurt. And then head coach Aaron Glenn kind of played it coy all week long. And the New York Jets, this is crazy. Yesterday, I had the game on in the background. I'm like, why do I want to watch the Jets and the Bengals? Like, how much do I want to go out here and actually torture myself? The Jets ended up winning 39-38. Okay, he had a field goal that got them over the hump at the end of the game. But the Jets scored 23 points in the fourth quarter. They were down 15 points. And it was only in the middle of the week that the New York Jets owner, Woody Johnson, basically said, our quarterback sucks. Woody Johnson, in speaking to the media, you don't hear this unless it's from another dumbass owner and, well, go down to Dallas and Jerry Jones. But Woody Johnson basically said, yeah, we'd be better if the quarterback could complete a pass. We'd be better if the quarterback had a better rating. Well, Justin Fields yesterday had his best game as a New York Jet. And he was just about to be benched if the Tyrod Taylor wasn't hurt. 21 of 32 passing, 244 yards, and a touchdown. He did not turn over the football. He did not get sacked. He had 31 yards on the ground. Justin Fields helped the New York Jets win a game. I was pretty upset about this because I like the Jets. I wish the Jets lost every single game this season. Yesterday, I guess if you were going to win a game, apparently winning against the Bengals would be appropriate. But Justin Fields hitting back against his owner. They got a record now of an amazing 1-7. Justin Fields asked after the game, you know what? Woody Johnson was talking crap about you. Do you feel good about how you responded today?
Like I said earlier in the week, I'm not worried about what anybody outside of this building has to say, really what anybody else has to say. That's not on my team. That's not my teammates nor my coaches. So all the outside noise, y'all can deal with that.
Oh, even the owner. The owner is the owner outside noise? Well, he's not a coach or a teammate, but he pays the bills. I mean, is he inside noise or outside noise? I would say he's inside noise. Justin Fields joking a little bit. He was talking about how he was in there crying in his closet.
This week I kind of, you know, I found myself in my closet crying on the ground, laying down, not because of the hardships, not because of the troubles. I felt like, you know, I was built to handle that and I was put in place to handle this situation.
What is he going through? The Tua Tagovailoa handbook of how to sound like a bad quarterback? Like, why are you telling everybody you crying in your closet? Botch, I bet you he has a very nice closet, too. I think his closet is pretty big.
I would like to imagine it's like a very small, kind of in the movies where they're hiding from like a monster type closet, but it's probably a walk-in, expensive clothes everywhere. You just lounge and relax in the closet.
Yeah, this guy might have a sofa in his closet, okay? So don't feel bad for Justin Fields crying in his closet. This would be akin to you probably maybe crying in your bedroom or living room. This guy's closet is pretty damn big. You know, the Jets got the Browns up next. And we don't know what the deal is with Tyrod Taylor. The New York Jets are also heading into a bye. The New York Jets are going absolutely nowhere. They might as well be running on the treadmill of life right now, just, you know, racking down calories, but not moving anywhere. And the head coach, Aaron Glenn, you know, he got a vote of confidence from the owner, Woody Johnson. But, you know, Aaron Glenn was asked about Justin Fields. Hey, he just had the best performance of his Jets career. Is he going to be the quarterback when y'all get ready to take on the Browns? And still, Aaron Glenn did not really give an answer. Listen to what he said today.
This is a bye week, and we're going to focus on us. And listen, I have time to make that decision. So, again, that's one of the good things of the bye week. But seriously, man, this gives us a chance to really just hone in on the good, bad, and ugly, and try to get those things worked out, because we know we have a ways to go.
Oh, man, what he's trying to make Justin Fields go ahead and cry in his closet some more? Like, what are we doing here? Like, Justin Fields got to be rolling his eyes like, man, I just had a good game, and now you still talking about how you don't know if I'm going to be the starter? And I don't know, maybe Aaron Glenn pulls him to the side privately and goes, listen, bro, I'm just saying that publicly for a little bit of a deception. You know, make things difficult for the Cleveland Browns, but understand, you know, you're going to be the starting QB. Well, we don't know what Aaron Glenn says privately, but what I know, when I sit down and watch the New York Jets, oh, they suck. They suck. I don't need to be in the locker room. I don't need to be the owner. I don't need to be Woody Johnson. I don't need to be Aaron Glenn. I could have two eyeballs, which I do. God bless them. They work. Thank you so much. I could have two eyeballs, which I do, and I know the New York Jets are garbage, okay? Stop winning football games. Just do us all a favor, if you're a Jets fan, and quit. Go on, see this. Lose. Be in better position to get a draft pick. New York Jets. Yeah, throw Justin Fields out there so Justin Fields can throw interceptions. And there's something in the water with all these New York teams. I mean, even yesterday, the New York Giants, they surprised the Eagles a few weeks ago. Eagles smashed them yesterday 38-20. No A.J. Brown. He was dealing with a hamstring issue. But then the big news out of this game is that Cam Scatterboo, this man broke his leg. He broke his ankle. That son of a you-know-what was going in the wrong direction. And the way Cam Scatterboo plays, you would think that he'd have a head injury or a neck injury. His ankle? This man caught the ball, got dragged to the floor, and that ankle said, I'm not coming with you. That ankle went the wrong damn way. And what a shame that the New York Giants, who have been reinvigorated behind two rookies, and Jackson Dart and Cam Scatterboo. And Scatterboo is now gone. That's it. I mean, players were calling for the emergency help the minute that he was down on that floor. Cam Scatterboo tried to pick up his leg, realized his leg is not supposed to move like that. It was horrific. He's out for the season. It sucks for the New York Giants. Not only did they lose yesterday to the, well, they went out there pathetically and lost. But next up, they got Cam Scatterboo going for the entire year. Listen to Brian Daboll tell you about it.
Feel absolutely terrible for the young man. Obviously, he saw it, or it looked bad. Feel for anybody on your team that goes down and has a really bad injury. And I feel, and I know the players feel the same way about Scat.
Yeah, I mean, Jackson Dart was out there screaming and cursing, man. You lose to the Eagles, now you lose your running back. Listen to what Jackson Dart had to say.
Yeah, I was devastated. It's my boy, man. So seeing him go down, and obviously, like, reacting to what happened, and that sucks. It's the worst part of this game.
Yeah, guys are going to get hurt. This is the NFL. This is a physical sport. Ain't nobody out there playing tiddlywinks. They're not jumping double dutch. They're not playing, I don't know, Bacha, what's another friendly game? Jacks?
Jacks, dominoes, there's got to be a couple others, like duck, duck, goose.
Yeah, this is not duck, duck, goose, okay? People are getting their brains bashed in. And unfortunately, Cam Scatterboo, the latest guy to just go down with a horrific injury. And you know, the way he plays, you would think that eventually he would get hurt. But this isn't on anybody's bingo card. Nobody would expect the dude just to, hey, this is going to be the game. A guy breaks his leg, dislocates his ankle. So all the best to Cam Scatterboo in his recovery. The New York Giants are definitely going to need him for next year. Next up for the New York Giants, they got the San Francisco 49ers, who had to take their own L yesterday. So let's see what the Giants can do. Let's see what the Jets can do. I think I'm hoping the Jets to just lose all the way through. And then I told you about all the sports taking place today. Bacha, did you know today was the, what is it, the sports equinox?
I didn't. Does that mean everything is playing today?
Everything. Everybody. If it's a sport, if it's a major sport, it's going down, okay? We got the NFL, the NBA, the NHL, and Major League Baseball. They all have games today, all right? It's a rarity, okay? We have about one of these once a year. You get this time of the season when we get to Major League Baseball and the World Series. We get all the games going on. And, Bacha, this is a stupid question. How many of these games you going to watch today?
Today? I have two TVs, so two.
The World Series, right? World Series Monday Night Football?
That's the plan for now.
This Monday Night Football game is going to stink, isn't it, right?
I would say that, but can every game but one be blowout this week?
Well, that's what happened yesterday. Every game was a blowout except for the New York Jets and the Bengals. Every game was an ass whooping.
Yeah, so I expect a close game. The path can't stay the same. It's got to be a little bit different. We got
no Jaden Daniels in the Washington Commanders, whose defense, their defense sucks, okay? And then you got Patrick Mahomes, who now has a healthy Rashee Rice. They went out there last week and blanked the Raiders, was it 31-0? And so you got a Chiefs team that is absolutely hot. You got a Commanders team that's going to throw Marcus Mariota out there. And the way that football works, yeah, just maybe, this will end up being a close game. I doubt it. I put my money on the Kansas City Chiefs going out there and lighting up the Commanders, but we'll see. Happy sports equinox to you. Yeah, all the stars have aligned in order for you to sit down and just watch sports the rest of the evening. We're going to keep you up to date on all of it as it gets started. We 2 hours from now, we got Monday Night Football. We also have Game 3 of the World Series taking place in Los Angeles, which is a beautiful thing. And so we'll keep you up to date on it all. We'll talk some NBA. We got you covered. If you want to be a part of the show, you can call up as well. Here's the number. You ready? 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. 4ISN. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. We are going to take a break. And when we come back on the other side, I'm going to tell you about somebody who, I don't know if he had a good weekend. I know he's getting paid to get fired. That must be nice. We're going to have a conversation about Brian Kelly, no longer the head coach of the LSU Tigers. And then Deion Sanders, man, his Colorado Buffaloes, they got whooped over the weekend. I know he's not happy. Let's just go ahead and put it that way. We got so much to get into. We'll talk about all the sports under the equinox. You're locked in. You're listening. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, we got a sports equinox today. All the sports are going on. NHL, NBA, NBA, NFL. Yeah, we got the Commanders taking on the Kansas City Chiefs, likely to be lit up. And so here we are. I can't believe it. It is October 27th. We got another Monday of Monday Night Football. We got the World Series going on. We got NBA. We have all of the things. But let me tell you about one thing that took place over the weekend that led to a guy getting fired. Okay, this was Saturday. Unfortunately, Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening. The LSU Tigers, shout outs to all my folks down in Baton Rouge, the Red Baton. Texas A&M smoked LSU 49-25. LSU's offense has been inconsistent all season long. You can talk as much as you want about Nussmeier and Heisman this and Heisman that. They cannot move the chains. Brian Kelly, who was the head coach of the LSU Tigers, this man came aboard. Was supposed to turn things around after joining over from Notre Dame. He was walking around with a fake accent like he was from Louisiana all of a sudden. He's now, I don't know, maybe he's Creole now. And unfortunately for him, they stunk. The Tigers stunk. And it's not just that loss to Texas A&M. Brian Kelly, over the course of 4 seasons, had a record of 34-14 with LSU. That is not going to cut it. And I get it. It's a very different time than when Coach Ed O was out there coaching and kind of gargling his words. This is very different from Nick Saban. We're in the NIL transfer portal era. And so it's difficult to bring in talent, to keep talent, to develop talent when the talent could just walk out whenever the hell that they want to. But Brian Kelly expected to turn things around at LSU. LSU turned around and told him, no thanks, get out of here. Prior to being fired, losing to Texas A&M, Brian Kelly, he spoke to the media after that loss to Texas A&M, and he said, listen, I can't control what takes place. All I can do is work on the now and try to turn things around.
That's out of my hands. It's impossible for the head coach that's been here, you know, for 4 years and 35 years of doing this to think anything else. But this is my responsibility, and we've got to get it turned around. And that's not my decision in terms of whether I'm here or not, but that's what I will do as a head coach that's been doing it for over three decades.
Yeah, he got fired. He got fired yesterday. He could have 3 years of experience. 3 years of experience did not allow him to keep a job. Brian Kelly got the boot. He is owed $54 million now that he's been fired. Now, that's one hell of a golden parachute. I mean, we just saw James Franklin get fired from Penn State a couple weeks ago. He's owed $49 million. Billy Napier just fired last week from the Florida Gators. This guy is owed $21 million. Sam Pittman going from Arkansas, what a drop in a bucket, $8.3 million. And I can tell you this from spending a little bit of time down in Baton Rouge, this was not going to be tolerated. Not at all. I mean, in a time and an era where Alabama has at least, okay, they've taken a step down, just a little bit of a notch post-Saban, there was an expectation that LSU could kind of go out there and rise up. They have not. Brian Kelly can go out there and try to win all the press conferences he wants, slamming water bottles, having fake accents. None of it. It kept this guy a damn job. And so now LSU right now with a record of 5-3. I like when the athletic directors say this. They're going to search wide and high and far and low and everything in between. Far and wide. All the things. To go out there and find and identify a new head coach for these LSU Tigers. It was bad. Because at Tiger Stadium over the weekend, I mean, you could audibly hear the fans chanting for him to get the boot.
Fire Kelly! Fire Kelly!
Wow, yeah. Fire Kelly. Bacha, could you imagine if you were on your way to work and people would chant for you to be fired?
Would I be honored? No, not at all. I'd be frustrated, okay. One. And then two, I think I would mentally get in my own head and then try to overpress on what I'm doing. And probably mess things up.
You're gonna try to impress losers?
No. So like, when someone says I'm the worst, right?
Yes.
I'll go out of my way to try and make myself not look like a loser. But in that said process, you're more likely to make mistakes, and that leads you to getting blown out by Texas A&M.
But does everybody's opinion matter enough? The answer is no. Why do you care about people's opinions that don't matter?
Well, it's Brian Kelly we're talking about here.
Oh, okay.
You can easily see he feeds into the media. He feeds into the outside noise. So you can already tell when his team doesn't listen to him, when the media doesn't want to listen to him, or the fans don't want to listen to him anymore, he gets rattled.
Well, I was talking to one of the guys in my neighborhood. We were having a conversation about Brian Kelly getting a boot. And I said, you got these dudes now, these coaches in college football. They're getting paid like $50 million to just walk away. We're firing you, and so now we got to pay the buyout. And I said to myself, well, if you're Brian Kelly and you're getting $54 million to just leave, we know in all likelihood this money is going to offset itself. LSU will be off of the hook if Brian Kelly ends up with another job elsewhere. Good for him. He's going to get paid regardless. But then, Botch, I thought about this. I thought about James Franklin. You can have all the money in the world coming to your bank account. You can go on all the vacations in the world. But there comes a point in time where you want to go back to work. You don't want to. You're going to get the money regardless, right? You don't want to sit at home with your family because all they're going to do is get on your damn nerves, Batra. The wife is going to want to go on vacation every week. The daughter wants this. The son wants this. The mother wants this. And it just kind of forces you to go back to work.
That's true. I also see that maybe they do love football to their soul, as some would say. But I just also, but James Franklin, too, he has to try to find a new job, which is a great clause to have. Like, you can't just sit at home, do nothing. But I, with these coaches getting fired and them trying to find a new job, what else are they going to do? They probably follow the same routine that they've done for the last 20, 30 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And they don't want to change it. So whether it be at a different school, you take a year, like a gap year, that's fine. But he'll be back.
Yeah, the idea, but Batra, this is the main idea. Nobody wants to sit at home with their family all day, okay? You sitting at home with your wife and then she's going to want to go on vacation every week? How many times do you want to do that before you just go, you know, I need to get out of here. I can't sit around looking at y'all.
That's why you got to get a vacation where you guys are separate. Like, you go on vacation.
Excuse me.
You go on vacation, bring the kids.
Yeah.
I go on this vacation. Then you work in between.
Wait. You're telling, but you what, send the family on vacation and you stay at home?
Yeah, you could do that.
Oh, boy. Like, how long does that, there's 52 weeks in a year. Okay, this guy's sitting at home unemployed making $54 million to do nothing. Like, how many of those vacations you think he's just going to send the family out on before they just go, bro, you got to come with us?
How long does it take to find a new job?
That's the question. Yes.
Because right. If he finds it quick, he finds a new job very quickly, he can get away with it very, very easily.
Well, how long does it take before you get sick of your wife asking for vacations?
I'd never get sick of my wife. That's the right answer.
Oh, you're a sweet man. You don't have one, though, right?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay. All right. How would you know?
I don't know. Assumptions.
You assuming that you would never get sick of your wife?
Well, in a perfect world.
Okay. Do we live in one? Do you have one?
No. Not at all.
All right. Wishing you the best, okay, Batra?
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Yes, you can also come to the JR Sport Brief Show for all of your relationship advice. We have you covered. We're going to take a break. And when we come back on the other side, man, speaking of relationships, I don't know how long. Well, I guess it's going to last a long time. He's making the school a lot of money. Dion, how much longer is his relationship going to last with the Colorado Buffaloes? We'll get into that. And then the Miami Dolphins and Mike McDaniel. They're still married. And Mike McDaniel hasn't gotten fired yet. And then you got the Miami Dolphins out here yesterday embarrassing the Falcons. These are some relationships that, for now, are still working out. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. It's time for a news flash here on the Infinity Sports Network. Here he is. It's Rich Ackerman.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
The JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to think. Use your noggin. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. We talked about Brian Kelly losing his job down in Baton Rouge for the LSU Tigers. There's somebody else that took a big L over the weekend. He's not in danger of losing his job, but he got smoked as well. Colorado Buffaloes lost to Utah 53-7. Colorado Buffaloes are now 3-5 on the season. That was the biggest loss that Deion Sanders has ever suffered in his life as a head coach. And after the game, Deion Sanders was just, he had no idea what the hell was going on. He was like, this is bad. This is pathetic. I mean, how the hell did we get here? He's like, this is as bad as it's ever been.
This is bad. It's probably the worst beating I've ever had. Except for when my mama whooped me as a kid, 422 yards rushing, you ain't winning. You're not winning. At 300 yards, you're not winning. 250, you're not winning. It's not capable. Total offense, 140 yards, you're not winning. You're not winning. They had 587 yards of total offense. You're not winning. With that, special teams gave up a fake punt as well as a block punt. You're not winning. So all three phases, we got our butts kicked.
Yeah. I mean, it's bad for Deion. They got Arizona up next. They're probably going to go out there and lose that game. Hopefully it should be a closer score than what they just got smoked by Utah at 53-7. I can't imagine Arizona going out there and smoking them to that degree. And so Deion Sanders, he was asked, like, were y'all guys ready? Were they sleeping? Like, why did they get beat up so bad?
Coach, with the extra week to kind of scout and game.
And you go out there and play like that.
Why do you think you guys look kind of so unprepared on both sides of the ball?
The way we practice, the way we prepare, there's no way that should happen. There's no way the physicalness that we exuded all week long, it's no way. The consistency. The only thing we were consistent in is, I guess, penalties. We didn't have penalties, right? Two penalties, something like that? That was great. 2 for 15 yards. I'm proud of that. That's about the only thing.
Yeah, wow. That's a bad thing to be consistent at, penalties. A botcher, you know, we know Deion has been dealing with his health issues, circulation in his legs, the blood clotting, the amputation of his toes. More recently, he revealed a couple months ago prior to the season that he had cancer. Also, earlier this year, Deion Sanders, he got himself a contract extension, $54 million that takes him through 2029. I mean, outside of just collecting a check. Like, why is, I get it, you love football. I don't see any other reason of why Deion would stick around. I think he's going to maybe get to the end of this contract and just go, I'm out. You know, I can make this money up somewhere else.
I don't even think it'll get to the end of the contract. Just the way he's acted this season, it just seems that he's just crushed his spirit. I know he was excited to start the year. He was very undecided on their starting quarterback and all the media runs he made there. But as the season's gone on, I know they're losing, but his motivation and his drive and the way he's responding to questions, he just seems unmotivated. So maybe he's already starting to take the step towards, I want out and I don't want to do this anymore. Mm. His kids are not there anymore.
Right.
The team doesn't win. So it's just a lot of things now piling up to where he's like, okay, I'm medically not doing good. We're not winning. My kids aren't here. Why am I still here?
Yeah, the $54 million. That's the reason. I can't imagine any other reason as to why he is still sticking around. And you mentioned his son, Shador. He's been pushed down the Browns' depth chart because he's dealing with a back injury right now. I still believe at some point in time that Shador Sanders is going to get a chance. He's going to get an opportunity to show what he can do as the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. It apparently isn't going to be soon. So I don't care if you're Shador. I don't care if you're Deion. These two have to be, you know, kind of crossing their fingers. And there's no going back in time. But they have to be looking at a situation where they just go, damn it, you know what I miss? My dad. You know what I miss? My son. You know, things aren't the same without him. Deion has certainly lived a very, very full life. And we got Shador, who's just really starting his life now, even as a professional athlete, still growing as a young man. It just, you got to enjoy some of these moments when you have them. Deion being able to coach his son was something very special, and now his son is gone. And I have no idea how much Deion is sticking around. If you think Deion is going to stick around until 2029, God bless you. I get it. There's no other reason I see outside of I love football, and now I'm getting $54 million. But good luck to Deion Sanders on that one. Speaking of luck and sticking around, Mike McDaniel lives to coach another week right here in Atlanta, Georgia. I'd say I can't believe it, but I'm not surprised. Who would be shocked? Anybody living down here? The Falcons are now 3-4. The Miami Dolphins beat them yesterday to go 2-6. The Dolphins beat them 34-10. And the last touchdown was pretty much garbage time. The game might as well have been a shutout. 34-10 was the final score. Tua Tagovailoa threw for 4 touchdown passes, snapping a 3-game losing streak for these Miami Dolphins. The same Tua Tagovailoa, who last week pretty much said that, I don't just throw the ball widely to Jalen Waddle. Sometimes I don't see him because I'm not tall. The same Tua who said, I'm not half the player that Josh Allen is. He threw 4 touchdown passes, completed 20 of 26 attempts, 205 yards. Bacha, here in Atlanta, people were just like, how the hell are we losing to the Dolphins? If the fans here were just ticked off, man.
Well, you can, okay. I don't want to blame injuries, of course, but there's a reason why Kirk Cousins was benched. And he didn't do the job. And I can't say that if Michael Penix was in there, anything would be different. But I still think there's a better percent chance that they compete against the Dolphins with Penix.
Yeah, I mean, well, at least maybe they'd have some diversity in the offense. Yesterday, Bijan Robinson only rushed for 25 yards. Like, the entire game plan for the Miami Dolphins was, don't let Bijan Robinson do anything. Drake London was also out. And so this team was just busted up every which way possible. God bless Tua. He actually spoke into a microphone after the game yesterday. And he didn't say anything that would get him in trouble. He talked about how, you know, we went out here, we won the game. Let's pat ourselves on the back.
I would say that was one of the better team wins that we've had in all three phases. Defense allowing us to get the ball back. Defense stopping them on third down. Us being able to convert those third downs. outside of that, convert a couple fourth downs to keep us in the game and then allow us to be able to go down and score. That was our goal, I would say, is to not end with three as much times as we get down there in the red zone. It's to end with seven, and for the defense, vice versa. Not allow them to get seven, allow them to get three. So I think we did a really good job with that today. And this is sort of the swag I think we got to continue to flow over to the next week's game, next opponent.
Yeah, Tua still sounds like a guy learning how to be a quarterback. He still sounds like a guy learning how he can properly communicate his thoughts in public. Not the only one. How about this? What a world. Aaron Donald and Matt Ryan, they were on the Inner Circle podcast, of course. Yes, yes. Podcasts are plenty here. And they talked about how Matt Ryan talked about Tua and said that he doesn't think the team likes the guy.
I don't think they like Tua. The players don't got a good relationship. I'm just assuming. I don't know. Ain't nobody tell me this. But if you ask me just the way he carries himself, and he like to talk a lot, but he's not showing up on field. He's throwing picks every week. But you want to always say, we need to do this, we need to do that. I don't think the guys like him. That's my opinion on that.
The only way any of this changes is you have to play good. Only solution to all of this. Right?
You want to be the first one talking, but you ain't even playing good on the field.
Nothing that you can say, nothing that you can, you know, post or whatever.
Rah-rah speech is nothing.
It doesn't matter. Like, you have to play good.
And be productive.
And that should be the entire focus of everybody. Forget all of this.
Stop
who showed
talking.
Up to what meeting. Yeah. I could care less. You know, we're hoping he doesn't throw 10 picks. Okay, I could care less. Go out there and perform.
Damn. Matt Ryan coming through with the fire for Tua. I mean, when's the last time you heard Matt Ryan be that critical about a guy? I don't care what you did. Just go out there and play. And Tua Tagovailoa actually woke up yesterday, had an infection. Eye was swollen shut. He actually wore a visor to help protect his eyes. And now, you know, his teammates are saying, yeah, Tua, just wear the visor the whole damn time. Jalen Waddle, his wide receiver, the one that is very short, just about as short as Tua, that cannot be found when they snap the football. At least Jalen Waddle has his back.
Yeah, man. Tua is not one to be, you know, rattled easy. He's extremely confident. We got extremely confident in him to go out there and make plays and, you know, do his job at a high level. And he expects us to go out there and help him. So, yeah.
99 yards receiving. And a touchdown for Jalen Waddle. Good for him. I still expect Mike McDaniel to get fired at year's end. But there's nothing positive coming out of this. The Miami Dolphins up next for them. How about this? This Thursday, the Dolphins will be in action against the Baltimore Ravens. And by the time we get to the Baltimore Ravens, I'm going to assume that Lamar Jackson is going to be ready and back and able to contribute. I mean, there was a lot of talk about whether or not he was going to play, how healthy he was, whether or not the Ravens were kind of deceiving the public as to his health status. But I think Lamar Jackson is going to be back this Thursday against the Dolphins. At least the Dolphins got a victory. Who would have thought this? When we came into the season, the Ravens would be 2-5 and the Dolphins would be 2-6. I don't think you had that one on your bingo card, not by a long shot. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Something else probably didn't expect to have on your bingo card. The Colts, did I see this correctly? The Colts have a record now of 7-1. The Indianapolis Colts are looking good. Jonathan Taylor is looking good. Daniel Jones is looking good. We're going to talk about the Colts on the other side of the break. And then, of course, looking good. The Kansas City Chiefs are currently on a roll. And tonight they're trying to roll over the injury-depleted defensive liability that is called the Washington Commanders. We're going to talk more football on the other side of the break. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that could help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.